unlikely yesterday, what I witnessed, but I did nonetheless, and it involved this. If you know what that noise is, that music.
That noise? Yeah, we know. It's Top Gun music, Danger Zone.
For sure.
Iconic.
So I'm in Clifton. I'm having brunch there at Silver Dollar, and my wife and I were leaving, right? It's about 3 p.m, all right? And so we're driving down Frankfort Avenue. It's raining. And lo and behold, in his full Maverick jumpsuit, aviators on, riding a bike was the embodiment of Tom Cruise, Maverick, a.k.a. Top Gun, on his special walk of shame. And so the rest of the way home, my wife and I are creating the story behind this Maverick.
So who, he's riding a bike in the rain.
He's riding a bike in the rain. You can tell he's traveling back home, or at least it appears as if he's traveling back home. We're like, okay, more than likely, this is what happened.
Without his wingman.
He did not have his wingman. No, he did not. Where's Goose? Goose, where's my wingman? He was out. He was partying, probably got in or got to bed around 5 a.m, I would say, just because of the parties. You know, the clubs themselves end about 4. And so if he took it back to the place, back to home, 5 a.m, he gets to bed, wakes up around, 1 o'clock.
Sure.
2.
Probably hungry.
Hungry, maybe find something quick to eat or whatever, or looks around and doesn't recognize anyone there at his place. And so he's like, you know what? I gotta make like Maverick and get out of here.
On my speeding bicycle.
He felt the need for speed all the way down Frankfort Avenue.
I don't have an F-14,
right,
so
right.
I gotta take my bike.
So I was like, you know what, that's kind of funny. Because this is the time, and I'm sure if you didn't witness it yourself, you remember a time when, especially on Halloween, when you go to the Halloween parties, those special walk of shame stories when you're in costume.
Yeah, they don't necessarily stand out so much this time of year because it's like you kind of expect to see it now, right?
Yes, but when you see a costume in the morning.
Yeah, in the morning.
It's the special walk of shame. Sure. When you just see a normal person walking in the morning, you can't necessarily identify it as, yes.
No, it's a lot of dog walkers and stuff like that. Maybe they just get a little fitness in the morning to start their day.
Or I should say, as Aaron messaged us, says, I call them pride strides. I proudly walked home as a taco. Lady Zorro, Captain Morgan, and Princess Ariel. Well done, Aaron. Well done.
Dang, that is quite the menagerie.
Oh,
wow.
The pride stride. We can call it that. That's fine. The pride stride.
Yes.
It has a better connotation than the walk of shame. I get it.
Sure, yes, because you know what? You earned that walk.
You earned that walk.
You earned it.
100%. So I don't know if you have a story you'd like to share, but would love to hear yours. We'll get to Larry's here in just a sec. And then another listener who lived in Chicago at the time. And oh my gosh, this is just a pride stride story, we'll say. Well, it doesn't involve Halloween, but anyways, it's a good one. And we'll get to that on the way. Coming up next, pride strides. Walk of shames. Maverick was riding his bike home about 3 p.m. in full costume.
He didn't have his wingman or his F-14.
Yep. Love it. Love it. So Larry messaged and said, not me, but a while ago, the day after Halloween, I saw a girl walking down an alley with someone who had to be her mom. I know it was a walk of shame because she had a witch outfit on with 6-inch heels wobbling around on a brick road. The mom was shorter, conservatively dressed, annoyed looking mama helping her balance. A short walk of shame to the minivan, ride of shame. Brutal.
Oh, gosh. Oh, yeah. Mom was not
happy.
Oh,
shoot. Well, you know, but I got to be honest. If you're in a spot, I would rather have my daughters call and say, hey, will you?
Oh, 100%.
Will you pick me up?
Yes.
And I, yes. Yeah, yes. 100%.
And I'll wait until they're sober to give them a stern talking to.
I got another one. I walked through my college campus wearing nothing but overalls cut off mid-shin and a Mario hat in the rain.
Oh, gosh.
Went out to a Halloween party as Mario. Ended up at a friend's house, thrown up in the sink.
Oh.
Woke up, no idea where the rest of my clothes went, but knew I had to get to my dorm a mile away, get dressed for class. Unfortunately,
oh,
I made this walk in between classes, so plenty of students saw a defeated Mario.
Oh, no.
No.
Oh, that's the worst, is when you know that you have been seen by many people. Yes. Oh, here's one. It was 1997. I was a sophomore in college. I went as Posh Spice for Halloween.
Mm-hmm.
Most people thought my friends and I were dressed as, oh my gosh, prostitutes. The walk of shame the next morning was the Saturday of Parents Weekend. The costume was fully intact
as I
stumbled home in a sheer purple sparkle shirt, black miniskirt, knee-high silver glitter platform boots, estimated heel height 5 to 6 inches.
Wow.
Yeah.
Like that. Like that. Well done.
Parents Weekend.
Well done.
Parents Weekend.
This is probably my favorite. The Walk of Shame pride stride stories, if you will. When I lived in Chicago, decided to stay all night at my friend with Benny's house. Oh, I was like, who's Benny? All right, I get it. All right. Friend,
okay.
Friend with Benny's house. Got it.
Got it.
I wasn't thinking about the fact that the Chicago Marathon route went right in front of my apartment building.
Oh, gosh.
Found myself on the opposite side of the street from my building, unable to cross due to the constant runners. I asked an officer how I could get across. He said, well, you're going to have to wait for a small break and run with them until you can get to the other side.
Oh, come on now.
So I waited until there was a slight clearing in the number of runners and ran out into the street. There I was, running with the marathoners in my high-heeled boots and miniskirt I had on the night before. I only had to run with them a few feet to make it across, but it was embarrassing.
Oh, wow.
Oh, shoot. That would be a sight. Well
done. Can you imagine the runners next to her as she's jumping in going, what the heck?
I mean, you know, at that point, you just got to be like clapping, like, hey,
right,
all right,
yes.
You know, well done, well done.
Or you could be like next to somebody who's super like into following rules, like, hey, you can't just jump in the middle of the race. You got to start from the beginning. What do you think you're doing? Like, could throw them all off. And thank goodness none of that happened. I was just thinking worst case scenario.
Thank you for the stories there. The walk of shame, the pride strides. As you wake up this morning, maybe, I mean, it might be awkward, though, to see a Princess Ariel walking from her dorm to another dorm here this morning. Or,
you know what? I'm a little disappointed. I'm probably not going to see any of that.
Yes.
Out in my neighborhood.
You're right.
I'm probably not going to see
any of that. You are probably not going to see that on 99.7 DJX.